If you go to Classic Arcade in Goebbels, the bartender can pour you a home-brewed, ice-cold glass right from the tap. A glass of soda, that is. Like craft beer, artisan sodas have gained popularity in the past few years, and some breweries are making their own sodas. For one example, Shakespeare's Pub in Kalamazoo carries a root beer made by Sprecher's out of Wisconsin. Tomorrow, you can sample craft sodas from around the Midwest at the Midwest Soda Pop Festival. Kevin Ketchum and Anitra Grice of Classic Arcade started the festival 2 years ago. Ketchum says he was surprised that no one in the U.S. had ever held an event like this before.
Kind of caught us off guard because we thought we could go on Google and see what everybody else had done and kind of modify what we were doing. So we had to kind of come up with our own ideas. So.
The soda tasting will feature more than 100 different sodas and about 35 flavors. Each table will be set up by flavor category, like fruity sodas and root beers. Grice says even with a simple flavor, like ginger ale, no two ginger ales are the same.
Some are spicier than others, some are sweeter. It's very interesting, the differences. And I would guess it's probably just like root beer. You know, there's can be a lot of differences in root beers. You know, some have that real strong, like sarsaparilla taste, and then others are more sweet, you know. So you can get a lot of fluctuation with the different flavors of that as well.
Ketchum says there are also unique flavors like butterscotch root beer and a soda called Moxie.
Moxie is like Coca-Cola with black licorice in it. And people love it or hate it. And I like it myself, but others don't.
And of course, there's Classic Arcade sodas on tap. With the exception of the root beer, all of Classic sodas have arcade names, like Hubert's Honey Orange and Frogger's Revenge, a kiwi cream soda. Ketchum brews all of Classic sodas himself.
We make new every couple weeks, so it isn't around a whole long, you know, it's not like sitting on a shelf for 6 months or anything. It's normally pretty fresh tasting.
Grice says some sodas at the festival are so rare that people go to great lengths to get a six-pack.
One that jumps out at me is Green River. That comes out of Chicago, and I know that that's a really old brand. I think it's been around for a really long time. And when we first started carrying that at the arcade, people would drive from Chicago to come and get that in the bottles. So even in Chicago, I don't know that they sell it very readily. I think it gets shipped all over, but it's so strange that how many people would drive from there to, even though it's made there, which I thought was really interesting. So a lot of the flavors will get people who really come that aren't interested in the arcade. They've seen the flavors online and they want to come and try them because they haven't been able to get them in glass bottles maybe since they were a kid.
In addition to live music, the Soda Festival will have a lot of things for kids, like face painting and the arcade games. Grice says craft soda has a way of bringing generations together.
Because a lot of kids, you know, that are younger now, they've maybe never had soda in a glass bottle. So it's just kind of interesting and a fun way for parents and grandparents to kind of share that experience with the younger crowd.
The Midwest Soda Pop Festival is this Saturday from noon to 6 at Classic Arcade in Goebbels.